Welcome to the second half of our special look back at the famous figures who passed away in 2013. We now continue our remembrance with the stars of the silver screen. Peter O'Toole was one of the most acclaimed stars of the past half century. Best known for his lead role in Lawrence of Arabia, he also starred in such famous films as Lion in Winter and Goodbye, Mr. Chips. O'Toole was nominated 8 times for an Oscar, but never took home the statue outside of an honorary Academy Award late in his career. O'Toole was 81. Joan Fontaine was one of the last leading ladies from some of Hollywood's earliest days. Fontaine earned acclaim for her role in Alfred Hitchcock's Rebecca and later won an Oscar in the Hitchcock film Suspicion. Joan Fontaine was 96. Esther Williams was denied a chance at Olympic gold in the pool when the 1940 Olympics were canceled by World War II. But her beauty and skills helped launch her acting career and paved the way for her to be a star of aqua musicals like Million Dollar Mermaid. Esther Williams was 91. Eleanor Parker was nominated for 3 Oscars in the 1950s, but will be best remembered as Baroness Elsa Schrader in The Sound of Music. Parker died in December. She was 91. Beach movies were a big hit for young people in the early 1960s, and the face of that era was Annette Funicello. First finding fame in TV's Mickey Mouse Club, Funicello later starred in films like Beach Party and Beach Blanket Bingo, among many other similar titles. She co-starred in many of them alongside Frankie Avalon. Annette Funicello was 70. Another popular actress with male viewers in the 1960s and 70s was Karen Black. Best known for her roles in Easy Rider and 5 Easy Pieces, Black was 74 when she died in August. Dennis Farina was usually cast as a detective or a mobster, and he played both roles brilliantly. Later in his career, he starred in Law & Order. Farina died in July. He was 69. Eileen Brennan did such a good job as the gruff sergeant in the film Private Benjamin that she was asked to stay on for the role in the TV series of the same name. Brennan was also featured in other movies such as Clue. She was 80. Paul Walker became an international star in the Fast and Furious movie series. Tragically, it appears that driving at high speeds also claimed the actor's life in December. Walker was just 40 years old. In the television world,
boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew when you were there.
All in the Family broke all kinds of new ground in television. While conservative Archie and liberals Mike and Gloria bickered over politics, Archie's lovable dingbat wife Edith provided countless hysterical moments, and many poignant ones as well. Edith's character was the work of actress Jean Stapleton. She died in May at the age of 90. The entertainment world was stunned in June at the news that Soprano star James Gandolfini died of a massive heart attack while on vacation in Italy. Gandolfini landed roles in many feature films as well, but his run as mob boss Tony Soprano is the role that defined his career. James Gandolfini was 51. One of the most groundbreaking comedians in history was Jonathan Winters. His incredible use of voices, facial features, and physical comedy broke new ground. Winters died in April. He was 87.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
One of the smash hit sitcoms of the late 1970s was Different Strokes. While Gary Coleman got most of the laughs, Conrad Bain's portrayal of adoptive father Philip Drummond was critical to the success of the series. Also known for his role on Maude earlier in the decade, Bain died in January, just shy of his 90th birthday.
This is it.
One Day at a Time also broke new ground as a sitcom headed by a single mom. Bonnie Franklin played the lead role as Anne Romano, raising 2 restless teenage daughters. Franklin succumbed to cancer at the age of 69. Marcia Wallace entertained TV audiences in many different ways for decades. In the 1970s, she made us laugh as the witty receptionist on the Bob Newhart Show, and she was also a regular on game shows like The Match Game. More recently, Wallace was a longtime regular voice on The Simpsons as Bart's school teacher, Edna Krabappel. Marcia Wallace was 70. Americans loved Family Ties, and the hit comedy was the creation of Gary David Goldberg, who also created the subsequent Michael J. Fox series Spin City. Goldberg was 68. Leave It to Beaver was must-see television in the 1950s and early 60s. One of the regular characters was Wally's friend Lumpy Rutherford, played by Frank Bank. Bank died in April at age 71. Dr. Joyce Brothers was much better known for appearing on game shows and making guest appearances on television shows than actually dispensing any advice. She died this year. Joyce Brothers was 85. In music,
he stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door.
Country music legend George Jones was known both for amazing work like He Stopped Loving Her Today and his battles with substance abuse. George Jones died in April at age 81.
When I'm calling you,
Slim Whitman was one of country music's early stars and scored major hits like Rosemary, Secret Love, and what you just heard, Indian Love Call. Known for his yodeling and falsetto voice, Whitman died in June at the age of 90. Mindy McCready exploded onto the country music scene in the late 1990s, but subsequently fell upon hard times, substance abuse, and major family dysfunction. Sadly, McCready took her own life in February. She was just 37 years old.
I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz.
Patti Page was another early country star. Her smash hit Tennessee Waltz is still one of the best-selling songs of all time. Patti Page died in January at the age of 85.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up.
One of the most popular singing acts in the World War II era and beyond was the Andrews Sisters. Patti Andrews was the last surviving sister, but passed away in January. She was 94.
Blame it on the bossa nova when it's magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova.
Edie Gourmet hailed from the standards era of music, known best for Blame It on the Bossa Nova and her many years of performing alongside husband Steve Lawrence. Gourmet died in August. She was 84 years old.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be here.
No one has ever sung before more people than George Beverly Shea. As the featured vocalist for the Billy Graham Crusade, Shea sang all over the world for more than 60 years. He also wrote songs. George Beverly Shea passed away in April at the impressive age of 104.
Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
With the exception of that song, Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground didn't have a lot of chart-topping songs, but are widely considered to be one of the greatest influences on rock music. Lou Reed was 71. In the early 1990s, the young rap duo known as Criss Cross burst onto the music scene with their hit Jump Jump, not to mention their backwards clothing. Chris Kelly was one half of that duo. He died in May at the young age of 34. Two of America's greatest novelists also died this year. Tom Clancy thrilled readers and eventually moviegoers with his Cold War thrillers. The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, and Clear and Present Danger became huge box office hits. Tom Clancy was 66. Vince Flynn was cut from the same mold. Best known for his series featuring CIA operative Mitch Rapp, Flynn lost a battle with cancer in June. He was just 47. In late December, weapons maker Mikhail Kalashnikov died at the age of 94. If you've ever heard of the AK-47, that's probably the most famous of the many weapons that he created. And we lost numerous American heroes this year, including well over 100 service members in Afghanistan. Legendary heroes we lost this year include Colonel George Bud Day, the Air Force pilot who was shot down in Vietnam in 1967 and spent over 5.5 years in the Hanoi Hilton. Later awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, Day was 88 when he died in July. And Scott Carpenter died this year, one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts. Carpenter was the second American to orbit the Earth and the fourth in space. Carpenter was 88. And that's a look back at the men and women who left us in 2013 and those who left a lasting legacy. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com. Thanks for listening.